A preliminary injunction against House Bill 892 that intended to stop people from voting twice in elections was granted Wednesday by U.S. Chief District Court Judge Brian Morris. He said it was in the best interest of the public, who should not be scared to register to vote out of concerns of criminal prosecution. The Montana Energy Office is accepting applications for approximately $13.7 million in grant funding for energy infrastructure grid resilience projects that improve the reliability and resilience of the electric grid to help reduce utility customer energy outages across the state. A Republican primary debate for Montana's Congressional District 2 will take place at Montana State University Northern Student Union Building in Havre next Tuesday, April 30th. The Democratic primary debate will take place Friday, May 3rd at the CMR High School Auditorium in Great Falls. Both will be put on by the Montana Farmers Union. With Montana News headlines in the Northern News Network, I'm Brian Bennett.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Montana State University is proud to be named the number two military-friendly school in the nation by MilitaryFriendly.com. Montana State serves more than 530 veteran students and their families. Visit the Travis W. Atkins Veteran Support Center, home to MSU's veteran student mentors, support services, and a gathering space for veteran students, their spouses, and their families. Montana.edu/veterans.